And with us by phone this morning is Mark Johnson. He is the CEO of the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What I wanted to talk to you about is you were a member of the Moose Advisory Committee.
Correct.
And that's the group that advised the DNR on the moose plan. Part of that is a habitat project that the Deer Hunters Association has been involved with. Talk to me about moose habitat.
Well, actually, there were many recommendations that came out of the Moose Advisory Committee, and all of those different recommendations leading to helping the moose overcome those stresses that are challenging it right now. One of those definite points within the plan was to improve habitat for moose, especially the browse cover, so increasing the quality of browse for them in the areas where they are, and then also thermal cover. And thermal cover for moose is more areas to keep them cool rather than areas to keep them warm. In the winter, they can handle almost anything winter throws at them from a cold temperature. But it's the heat that bothers them the most.
What do you do to the habitat to help that?
Actually, the biggest thing, as far as getting browse back to a higher quality, it's the moose maple, the aspen, the things like that are going to create a good understory of browse that the moose can eat on, because that's their primary food through the winter and through the majority of the season. The other thing is that you want to have conifers close to that. And you also want to have water areas close to it. Well, we can't add water, but we can make the habitat near the water better and more conducive to moose survival. Adding in conifers, making sure, and either that's done by planting or it's done by a release where you just are taking out some of the competition around some of the conifers. So you have small patches of conifers where the moose can get into and get in the shade, basically. The biggest thing is making sure that the whole complex of habitat in the area is good for moose. So in a square mile area or more, making sure that there's plenty of high-quality browse, in other words, young browse, it's got a lot more nutrition in it rather than old woody stuff. And you've also got the water component so they can cool down in the summer. You've got the shade component so they can go there when they need to and so on.
How does the habitat for moose jive with the habitat for deer? Are they compatible?
You know, deer are one of those neat critters that kind of thrive in anywhere they go, almost.
Yeah, like my yard.
Yeah, they're so adaptable. And when we're improving habitat for moose, just by default, you improve it for deer. Now, that's good for deer. It may be one of those added stressors for moose in that the P. tenuis brainworm is
right.
Something that affects moose very, very badly. It doesn't affect deer that much, but it's the deer are part of its life cycle and help to move it around, along with a land slug and other things. That said, there's always going to be deer somewhere, so that's where the hunters come in again, too. And boy, if I were a hunter, I'd be looking at, especially up along the shore in the Arrowhead, I'd be looking at good moose habitat to go deer hunting, because that's going to be also providing good deer hunting.
Okay, we've been speaking with Mark Johnson. He is the CEO of the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association. And thank you again, and keep up the good work with the Habitat Project. That sounds complicated, but very, very important. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.